Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Brother John, and today I'm going to be discussing topics about the Euphrates River, the Pool of Siloam, the coming Third Temple, the revealing of the Antichrist, and Israel's most far-right government since its rebirth in 1948, and the forbidden venom that nobody can speak against without risk of being banned from the platform. Now, I'm going to go ahead and start off with the Euphrates River running dry. According to Iraq's government reports, the Tigris and the Euphrates River could run dry by the year 2040 because of declining water levels and climate change. And there are some other factors. Now, what does the Euphrates River running dry have to do with end times prophecy? Well, if you've read the book of Revelation, you'll know that the Euphrates River is made completely dry right before the Battle of Armageddon to make way for the kings of the East. This happens at the sixth vial in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, that says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the East might be prepared." Therefore, this is going to be a supernatural event that is going to be caused by God. Nevertheless, the news media is spinning this in a way to make it seem like this is going to happen through climate change and other factors. Now, according to them, this river is going to run dry by the year 2040. Now, we Christians that understand the times know that this means that Jesus must return well before the year 2040. Because according to the prophecy, there still has to be enough water in the Euphrates River by the time that the sixth vial is poured out towards the end of God's wrath. That means that until the sixth vial is poured out, there is still enough water that the armies cannot cross over the river. And that means that until the sixth vial is poured out, there is still enough water in the Euphrates River that armies cannot cross over the river. Which is an indication that the Great Tribulation must be over well before the year 2040. Because if that is the year that the river is going to naturally become dry by the year 2040, then that would mean that God would not be able to supernaturally dry up the river at the sixth vial. And we know that there still must be plenty of water in that river, enough that is going to prevent the armies of the East from crossing over. So what that tells me is that the end of the Great Tribulation must be around the 2030s, before the river can dry up on its own, and while the river still has enough water that is going to prevent armies from crossing over. In my opinion, this is another sign, another indication that we are that final generation. This and the fact that we are the only generation that is going to be alive to witness the 2,000 year mark from the cross, thus fulfilling the Hosea 6:2 prophecy. And this is what makes our generation different from every other previous generation that has ever existed. No other generation has witnessed 2,000 year milestone from the cross, which is greatly significant. And we all know that Netanyahu won the elections and has formed the most far-right government in Israel's history. And what does this mean exactly? It means that if there was ever a government that is going to permit the rebuilding of the temple, it would be the most far-right government ever. And that's because the most far-right conservatives are Israel's religious Jews that long for the rebuilding of the temple and to worship on the Temple Mount. However, this is a process that is going to take some time. But the good news is that this process started a long time ago, in 1987. And I believe that we are only a few years away from the announcement to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount. Because this process of preparing for the rebuilding of the Third Temple has been going on for decades. This Third Temple has to be rebuilt before the rapture can occur. Because we know that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to rapture us will not occur until that man of sin is revealed, also known as the Antichrist, or the son of perdition. And the Antichrist doesn't reveal himself until he commits the abomination of desolation, which is likely when he places an idol, an image of himself, in the holy place, and he demands that everyone worship his image. And he's going to exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is what is going to expose him as the Antichrist with 100% certainty. When he fulfills what is written about him in the scriptures, every Christian that knows the Bible will know that this is the man of sin. At this time, many are going to be deceived, thinking that the Antichrist is the savior of the world. And many will be saying peace and safety because they believe that their Messiah has come. However, we that are saved are going to know that this is the false Messiah. And while the world is saying peace and safety because this false Messiah has arrived, and they're going to believe that this false Messiah is going to bring peace, then we know that sudden destruction will come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. And when God sees the Jews worshiping the false Messiah, that man of sin, it is going to provoke God to fury and wrath. Just like when the Jews were worshiping the golden calf in Exodus, which was a foreshadow of the abomination of desolation, when the Jews are going to be worshiping the image of the beast. That is when God is going to come down in his wrath to bring his indignation on the Christ-rejecting world. And that's when we get called into our chambers. We are caught up to God's throne in Revelation chapter 7. This is the rapture of the bride of Christ. For this is the first time that we see the great multitude from all nations, languages, and tongues standing before the throne of God, giving him praise, that we're saved by the blood of the Lamb. Now, you'll have a lot of pre-tribbers that will say that this great multitude are tribulation saints that were saved by the 144,000 that are supposedly evangelists, and they're supposed to be the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. This is false doctrine. You cannot find this anywhere in the scriptures. They just make this stuff up. And as a matter of fact, the 144,000 gets sealed at the same time that this great multitude is raptured to heaven. So how in the world can this 144,000 save all of these people while they're getting sealed on their foreheads? It doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. Again, just read the Bible for yourself and you'll know that there is no mention of this 144,000 being evangelists and going on this great revival. There is absolutely zero clear statements in the Bible that say this. This is made up by men. So then what should we be looking for in the years to come? We should be looking towards the temple being rebuilt, because we know that this is something that must happen in order to fulfill end times prophecy, in order to fulfill end times scripture. And this is something that we're seeing unfold slowly. And the latest news is that the Pool of Siloam, where Jesus healed the blind man nearly 2,000 years ago, is about to reopen to the public in the coming months. And they're doing an excavation that is going to completely expose the ancient pool, and they're going to allow visitors to view it as part of a tourist route. And I believe that this is in preparation for the coming third temple. The Jews need this pool in order to do their religious rituals for the temple. So this is something that they have to get done, that is just another prerequisite for the temple to be built. So this is just another step closer to the rebuilding of the temple. And I also believe that we could see the slaughtering of the red heifer this summer, which the ashes of the red heifer are going to be used in a Jewish ceremonial cleansing ritual that will make way for the rebuilding of the temple. And we'll likely see Saudi Arabia take full control over the Temple Mount and enter into some kind of a normalization agreement with Israel that is going to allow them to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount. Now, how soon can all of this happen? I think that it's a slow process that is likely going to happen within the next few years. These are things that don't happen overnight, unfortunately. But according to scripture, the third temple is necessary in order to fulfill end times prophecy. For that man of sin to sit in the temple of God, there must be a temple there on the Temple Mount for him to sit in. So we know that this temple must be rebuilt before Jesus comes to rapture us, because the Antichrist must be revealed first, and he is going to reveal himself when he goes into God's temple and declares himself as God. And as soon as he does this, this is what is going to trigger God's wrath. And I believe that the red zone for the rapture is between the years 2025 through 2033. And that's because somewhere in this window of time is exactly 2,000 years from the start of Jesus Christ's ministry on the earth and his death, burial, and resurrection. And I believe that the 2,000 year mark is the key to the rapture. And also, the blood moons are another sign. And we have blood moons coming up in the year 2025, 2026, 2028, 2029, 2032, and 2033. So we're looking forward to all of these blood moons as they come to pass. And that is because at the sixth seal rapture, we know that there's going to be a blood moon that is going to occur. For it is written that the sun is going to turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And we see this exact same sign happening at the sixth seal rapture. But as we see the day approaching, we're going to know that the rapture is near. And as of today, there are still many things that must be set up in order for that man of sin to be revealed. And just to name a few things, we need the temple to be rebuilt. We need the whole world to be on the digital blockchain using smart, programmable digital currency in order for the Antichrist to be able to control the world's buying and selling so that he can fulfill what is written in Revelation chapter 13. Making no man able to buy or sell without having the mark of the beast. And these things are necessary, and they're not going to happen overnight, okay? These things still need more time to be ready. As I am speaking, there are people that are working on this right now. And I know many of us are very impatient. We want the rapture to happen right now, and myself included. But we must be patient for our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we wait, we should be preaching the gospel to all of creation, trying to get as many souls to Christ as possible. Because tomorrow is not promised, and there are many folks that are dying suddenly. I have not seen anything like this since that snake bite began. And I'm talking about the venom that nobody could talk about without risk of getting banned from social media. And I encourage everyone not to take that venom. I have witnessed many that have died suddenly after the venom bite. I say to you all, just stay away from that. It's toxic, it's poison. We don't need that. What we have is God's promises, and we trust in God's word. And for those that are fearful, I encourage you to read Psalms 91 and to trust in God's word. And I'll read a bit of Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And that's all for now. I'm going to end with the gospel. That is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Israel, died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day for our justification. We are saved by God's grace through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And we are not under the Old Testament law. We have been set free from the law of sin and death, and we have passed from death onto life. For who the Son sets free is free indeed. Remember to love each other as Christ has loved us. God bless you all, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all forever. Amen.